is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as Jordan and Keith delivers the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Recording in on a snowy day in mid-July, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast with Jordan and Keith.
Yes.
How's it going, everybody?
Yes, weird news is upon us once again.
How are you feeling, Keith?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good.
You know, I've overcome a lot today.
Yeah? You have?
Yeah, I woke up sick, and I didn't think I was going to make it.
Oh, we're glad that you made it then.
That's cool. I appreciate you being glad, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's good to feel needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got a good show today. This is Weird News after all.
Yes,
it's always at least pretty good. I'd like to think it's great, but,
yes,
you know. So we can start off with...
Iranian official acknowledges porn actress visited country. Yes. And you never thought that you would hear that byline, you know, tag, that news tag, you know.
Can you tell me what makes the story so weird, Keith?
Well, because, you know, this is a British porn actress. She decides to go to Iran to get a nose job because apparently, you know, the nose job specialist in Iran is one of the best in the world. her stage name is Candy Charms. I kid you not. So the situation is that, you know, she's unaware that she could face a death sentence because what happened is she flew into Iran, you know, low key, and she wrote about it later online, and that, you know, that just sparked a huge outrage with the conservatives from the Islamic Republic in Iran, because they're like, you know, how dare this porn star come to our country? So it's kind of silly in that sense. But she posted a photograph on Instagram, you know, several days afterwards, you know, talking about, you know, and she's hidden, you know, she has, you know, her sunglasses on and she's got a scarf and, you know, to try to cover up her hair. So, but yeah, she's like, I've been on a holiday in Tehran. I'm like, oh, that's where you went for a holiday.
Okay. Yeah, she had to get a nose job. Did you know that Iran is very famous as being one of the best places for rhinoplasty?
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So yeah, because, you know, everyone goes to Tehran for for holiday. I don't think so. No, I don't think so. But yeah, so I guess they did more than 20,000 surgeries. I guess that's how many they do every year, it looks like. So, for the rhinoplasty that you're talking about. So, that's interesting. So, but after she posted that to Instagram, she, you know, after she got all these really bad comments from Iranians and other people, she deleted it from Instagram. So,
but it's weird that, you know, that she was able to get out of there unscathed. I do wonder how much of an idea she had that. This is a bad idea. My whole career is like setting me up to execution.
Notice she didn't say anything till after she left the country.
Yeah, at least she kept that on. Yeah,
right. You know,
I don't know if that was like a show off. Like, hey, guess where I've been?
Right, exactly.
But apparently, you know, they review like anybody that's coming into the country incredibly thoroughly. So for somebody whose name is Candy Charm, by the way, Candy Charm, and you didn't see that as any
Charms,
kind of potential porn
Candy
threat.
Charms.
Candy, I'm sorry. Yeah, that S makes the biggest difference in this
name. Yes, it does.
Can you believe that, though? How thoroughly are you looking at it? Because if your whole thing is don't have anybody that's doing something like sex-related, Candy Charms is the first. That is a flag name. That's like... I don't know, going into...
Well, see, the thing is, too, that she used a different name. She used the alias when she applied for a visa.
Okay.
So that's why they didn't really know. So
what if it wasn't
until afterwards?
She wasn't very clever with the naming, and it's just Candy Charms with a Z or something.
That would have been even worse. I know, right? I know. But, an official from the ISNA news agency quoted Hassan Kashkavi, looks like, who was a deputy foreign minister. You know, he acknowledged that she was there.
So that's good. The country's aware of it. She got off lucky.
Yeah. So she's safe and sound, but now I kind of want to see her, you know, see her face. I'm going to see how the nose job was.
Keith,
was it worth it, you know?
If you're flying to Iran and you're a porn star, what would your alias name be on your passport?
Oh, man, I'm not going to even answer that, dude.
You couldn't think of one? This is like the opposite of what would your porn star name be. This is what would your name be if you were and you're trying to avoid it, non-conspicuous.
Yeah, I don't even have an answer for you at this point.
Mine would be Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper. Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe they'll think that they'll be like, oh, just like the actor, and we'll have that kind of conversation going on. They'll completely forget about why they're questioning me.
That's supposed to be your porn star name.
No. It's just the name. If I were a porn star, this is the name I would make up to, like, forget that, like, so you wouldn't know it's.
But once they look at you, they know that you're not.
Well, no, my porn star name would be someone totally different. But I'd say it's like a coincidental thing, like an Office Space with Michael Bolton. You know.
Well, in that case, if I were to have a name, if I was a porn star and I was in Tehran, Iran, using a regular name on my visa passport, then I would be. Maybe I would just tell them that I'm Simon Templar.
Simon Templar. See, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yes.
This sounds good.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll go with that.
I like this episode. This feels like it could be like a sleepy episode you listen to on a rainy day. I'm loving this one right now.
Okay.
Simon Templar and Bradley Cooper out
there you go.
On another classic adventure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. And speaking of classic adventures and things happening, the Boston police have added $89,000 for an ice cream truck to a patrol fleet.
I don't always know what story you're going to go with next, and so when you give a segue, I'm always really excited to see how much will that make sense in the grand scheme of our stories.
Yeah, well, yeah, so.
So $89,000 dedicated to ice cream?
Yeah, ice cream truck, which is pretty cool, actually. So basically, the Boston Police Department, you know, they rolled out their ice cream truck, you know, for the patrol fleet. And what's going on is, you know, it has balloons and stuff on it, and the Boston Police, you know, decals on the side of it and stuff. So that's cool. They introduced it, you know, like this past Monday at their headquarters in Roxbury neighborhood. So
it's part of an operation, right?
Yeah,
Operation Hoodie Cup.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a community policing initiative that's been distributed it's distributed over 120,000 free ice cream cups
since 2010. Yeah.
So that's a big deal. Commissioner William Evans even said that, you know, he would have called you crazy if you told him 30 years ago that the BPD, there we go, once again, would have had an
Boston
ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm.
Boston Police Department would have had an ice cream truck as part of its fleet, but the goodwill that it generates is undeniable. So
he was
surprised himself, but it's working, and there we are.
Well, that's why we're reporting on the story, because you know you don't hear too often of these cool things that the police are doing in the neighborhoods, and you definitely need to hear more about that. So, you know, and it's nice. I mean, who doesn't want an ice cream cone from the cops? Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it sounds good to me, too. And a local dairy company there, H.P. Hood, has donated all the ice cream for the distribution. So
what does that mean, H.P. Hood? Are you like in the hood and H.P.'s everywhere? I mean, what is that?
What are H.P.'s that are everywhere?
Hewlett-Packard.
Like Harry Potter.
Is it Harry Potter's
hood? This is kind of like Bluebell, where it used to be a thing. But
yeah, H.P. Hood. What a name for a dairy company.
It may be
maybe that's somebody's real name, though. Who knows? Huh?
Maybe it was like a computer company at one point.
Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. Or somebody
that still exists.
Or somebody that like lived down the street of the guy who made Hewlett-Packard. That's why it's Hewlett-Packard Hood. It's in the same hood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, there's a hood full of Hewlett-Packards. You know, I go through and get me a new computer. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah. I can dig that. So.
Nothing to do with ice cream, but still. I need a computer more than I need an ice cream.
Oh, I hear you.
Yeah.
So what's next on deck, Jordan?
Well, there's a bear in New Mexico.
Really?
You see so many stories about bears here.
It's like, can we do a weird news podcast for a whole month without a bear involved?
I'd want a whole episode where we're exclusively just talking about bears.
And we could probably do that, too.
The amount of material that we accrue from bears, we can easily, if we hold off on bear stories we normally have for a month, it's going to be like kinking a hose.
They're just a great, you know, adventurous animals to talk about. Well, go ahead. Tell me.
They're so cute and vicious at the same time. I'd rather just talk about bears for the next 30 minutes, but you're right. We gotta get back to it. So there was this bear in New Mexico, and uh-huh. he hitched a ride on top of a garbage truck.
Right.
That was, and he was traveling at least 5 miles on the vehicle before it was able to make its escape up a tree.
So was the bear just lazy, didn't want to walk?
I guess so. This was like kind of like a like an animal Uber, you know?
Bears do look kind of lazy, though, when you see them.
I think that's the appeal, though. They look like they're so ready to be, like, intimidating at the same time. Just like little Winnie the Poohs, you know? Just looking for honey,
just
lounging.
Just around there and just chilling, yeah.
I want to watch some stock footage of bears after this. That'd be really fun for me.
Well, we could do that, but we need to get to a break.
Okay. While we're on break, we're going to look at some copyright-free videos of bears. And when we come back, we'll have stuff that's probably related to bears, but maybe not. So yeah. You guys will find out very soon.
Yep. In a minute.
Are you looking for the very best NFL and college football podcast? Then check out the GSMC Football Podcast. Get the latest football news, both on and off the field. From the NFL draft to trades to the rumor mill to the NFL combines, they got you covered. That's gsmcpodcast.com/football-podcast. Get updates on college rivalries, game day insights, and much, much more. It's football talk the way you want it. This show eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with Jordan and Keith.
Keith and Jordan.
Keith and Jordan, there we are.
Yes.
So we just talked about another bear fact news.
Yes.
Which, by the way, bears, okay, just to clarify, we just saw some stock footage of bears. We're both feeling really good about them as animals. But, yes, this bear was, they found he was okay. He traveled 5 miles in this garbage truck. At one point, you know, they pulled up to a wildlife preserve. They parked by a tree to let the bear climb up the tree.
Uh-huh.
And he climbed up, waited there for an hour, then climbed down and ran off. So,
lazy bear.
Lazy bear Sunday.
Exactly.
So let's. Do you want to talk about something that doesn't involve bears at all, Keith, or do you want to stay on a bear train?
So, yeah, policeman scaling jail fence was trying to get in, not out. So, yeah, so you don't hear often of somebody trying to break into
the... A policeman or just a man?
Oh, excuse me. Let me rephrase that. So the police state that a man was scaling the jail fence and was trying to get into jail. So, yeah, you don't hear often of somebody trying to break into a jail. You know, people usually trying to, you know, avoid jail or break out of one. But, yeah, this happened in San Bernardino, California. Basically, you know, the police said that they saw a man, they caught him climbing a fence, and he was just trying to get in, you know.
This guy's name was 28 years old Shane James McDonald.
Yes. And he wasn't a prisoner. He was not a prisoner at this place, which is the Central Detention Center in San Bernardino, California. But, you know, once they caught him, they did find out that he had a warrant for his arrest. So
they're not really sure why he was trying to climb into jail, but that's where he did end up going. He is there, and he'll be held for a $25,000 bail.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just like...
I'm so curious to know more about
the story.
Dumbest
criminal ever, you know, or one of them.
I'm dying to know everything about this.
It's just like, yeah, why would you do that? Why would you climb a fence outside of a police, you know, outside of a detention center? Why, you know, why would you do that?
I have no idea.
Who does that?
I mean, glad he did. I'm just so curious to know what happened next, though, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely... that's... Yeah, I mean, because, like, well, was he on drugs? Was he hallucinating? But, you know, usually if that was the case, they would have told us that or something, right? You'd think, in this article, but it doesn't say anything about that. It just says that he just, like, randomly decided to climb this fence outside of this detention center.
So hopefully we can come up with an update on that story, and we'll find out more about this guy.
Yeah, definitely. But, yeah.
I don't know if it's going to get him in more trouble when he tells us why he's sneaking into a prison, but...
Well, and why did he have a warrant for his arrest on something else?
Yeah, no. So, there's a lot of questions here. Hopefully they'll get cleared up.
I know, I know. It's a mystery. So, but, you know, that's speaking of crime and police and all that good stuff. Police in New York hunt bandits who have made off with a a bunny rabbit.
What?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
What happened?
So, I mean, there are different things you could steal, I guess. I guess bunnies are a part of that now, especially in New York City.
Well, they didn't just take a rabbit. They also took a bracelet and a passport. So.
They led with the bunny.
Yeah. Why the rabbit, though?
I mean, that's what, I mean, are they amateur magicians? What's going on? I don't know.
Do you think that this is a magician-related crime?
Right? I wonder. Is it a
too
magic
many
crime?
Crimes are.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be
that's
about
true.
Magic.
God, yeah. What's just happening, though? So there's not much on this one either. I guess that's something we're going to find out over time.
Well, and it says the surveillance photo shows the man walking down the sidewalk. One is carrying the cage. You know, like everything is fine. You know, this... Yeah. This is crazy. I mean, this is what goes on in New York, huh?
Yeah, this is rabbit New York stealing. For you, yeah. Kind of makes you not want to go to New York for a while.
Actually, it intrigues me. I'm like, you know.
No, I don't know why I said that. I immediately want to see these.
Yeah, see, you know, you want to see these guys, you know. So yeah. They weren't really trying to get cash, you know. They just, so they must have had their eyes on that rabbit. That's kind of funny.
Yeah, so we'll find out more about that.
Yes, because we don't even know the rabbit's name, you know.
Yeah, we don't know about the rabbit's name, and I think that's a very important part of the story. So hopefully in another episode, we're going to do our research and see if we can have an update on this.
A follow-up, yes. I mean, there's a follow-up.
Why somebody's
know.
Climbing into a prison, and why are police officers... What's going on with the bunny? I don't...
Why are people breaking into people's homes and stealing bunny rabbits?
I hate stories like this because they leave me wanting more, and they don't have anything right? more for us. I don't...
But it is weird news. I mean, okay, so, you know, and it's like, okay, you're kind of a full-fledged criminal. You're kind of not. Okay, so you took a bracelet. That's worth some money. And you took a passport and a bunny. So this
Which crime
a
passport,
was,
that's just inconvenient.
So it's just like this
you
was
can't
a,
do anything with
a
it.
Very personal crime, you know.
It seems
like
so.
You know this person.
Like
know?
Someone made fun of your this, passport picture.
Is this an ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend?
I don't know.
You're getting back at them by stealing the rabbit? Is
we
that
can
what's
speculate
going on?
All day, and I kind of want to because I'm so curious. I'm,
right?
It's just I'm never left happy with
it's
these.
Just personal, though, because think about what they took. Bracelet, passport, bunny rabbit.
Yeah. It's specific.
Nothing about cash.
It's such a TV. And none of those things are related to anything else.
It's personal. It's personal.
It's not personal.
Like in the sequel, business. This type is personal. You know, it's one of those type of things. But okay. Yeah, I just had to mention that. So what's next on deck, Mr. Jordan?
Well, we can talk about a hoverboard store, King Jordan. That's
yes.
a new one.
Yes.
So let's give each other really nice titles.
Yeah, it's hoverboard story. What, New Jersey catches fire?
Yeah, so.
Break this down for me.
All right, so you know how hoverboards are catching fire everywhere, right? Have you heard that?
No, please break down what a hoverboard is in case I'm mistaken on what I think it is.
A hoverboard is not actually a hoverboard. We call them hoverboards, but they're really just segways without the handle that you hold on to. They're just two wheels.
I mean, what are you doing with this? When you said to hold on to, what are you doing with the hoverboard?
You know, like the Segway things, they're like scooters where you just kind of lean on it. Hoverboards, you just lean and you're just like two wheels are carrying you around.
Oh, you mean when you're standing, you mean?
Yeah, you're standing.
Those little scooter things?
Yeah, those little...
They call those hoverboards?
They're hoverboards.
Ah,
they have wheels.
Okay, I didn't know that was the name for them.
You
okay.
just hop on them, they're this two-wheel thing, nothing else.
Yeah, they're real hip. Everyone, I see a lot of people, you know, doing them.
Okay. Yeah.
Riding around town, downtown San Francisco, just everyone's just doing those things. Okay.
Well, they catch fire. That's been a thing.
Oh, the plot thickens.
They got in trouble because back in, like,
the motor?
December, would catch fire, and someone's house got burned down, and things like that were happening.
That's not good. That's no bueno.
Well, not only was it dumb because you call it a hoverboard and it doesn't hover, but the whole thing is they kept catching fire. So this was, I think, something everybody was waiting for in New Jersey. There was, a hoverboard store, and I guess, it caught on fire.
The whole store caught, man, that's, wow, ouch.
It started from an overheated hoverboard, which I didn't need to clarify that. If anyone knows anything about hoverboards, that's just, there's two things we know. They have two wheels and they catch on fire. And the store is apparently a big sufferer from it. So they're banned on airplanes. They're banned everywhere.
So nobody was in the store, right? Is everyone okay?
No. There was no. Everybody's okay. It's fine.
And this happened in Garfield, New Jersey, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was put out within 15 minutes.
That's good.
I think the building's okay.
No injuries from the fire. Okay.
But since at the time, there's been over 50 reports of hoverboard fires, including the and two houses have been destroyed from it. So.
Can you say recall? All right. Wow. Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that. And give me that hoverboard education. I've seen those things. I just didn't know they were. I just assumed they were just scooters, but now I know.
We're talking about the ones that don't have anything. You're just leaning on it, right? Just two wheels, that's it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the hoverboard.
Right.
Catches on
fire. You're just standing on it, and you got the little handlebars, and you're just standing.
No handlebar. You're just standing. You're thinking of a Segway.
You're
thinking of the Segway.
The motorized ones.
Yeah.
Oh, those are cool. Oh, but they're going on fire.
You've missed so much about hoverboards. I'm surprised this is a big thing. Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah,
one of my former coworkers had one of those in the office.
Did anything happen to him?
Oh, no. I mean, the boss was kind of agitated that he was, using it on the floor, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about now.
So he was just, where did you work for that?
Well, I can't tell you.
Okay, what type of place? Like, was it a bank? Was it a police station?
I cannot say. I'm sworn to secrecy.
Oh, my God, I doubt that.
From His Majesty's Secret Service.
I don't think that's a thing, but all right.
His Imperial Majesty's Secret Service, just saying.
Okay,
it's undercover.
Okay. So
I'll let you ponder about that while we go to this next break.
Sounds good. I think it was a bank.
All right. I cannot say.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Jordan, and that is
Keith.
Keith, and we are doing another wrap-up of the great Weird News Show.
Yes. Hoverboards. Be careful with them. We love them, but man, danger.
Yeah, no, I don't love them. I think everything about...
I like them. I think they're cool.
I want a hoverboard that hovers. That's my thing.
Maybe they should call them something else, but I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, like... I don't know.
We'll have to think about
that. That's a different show, yeah. Anyways.
We'll discuss that with technology.
We'll discuss that. Yeah,
brethren, yes. Uh-huh.
So we have a first, and this is a big deal. Keith, what's your favorite kind of food?
Usually I would say Chinese, but I'm going to say like maybe at this point it might be like Ethiopian food. So
really? God, I can't wait till after the commercial. I don't like Ethiopian food.
Oh, I love it. Nice and spicy.
Okay, we're going to talk about that later. Yeah. But in the meantime, no, Keith's actual favorite food is poop. And that's why he's excited, because the first poop-themed dessert cafe is set to open in Canada.
I am not a fly, bro. I do not eat poop. But go ahead. you're not right for that. So,
in Toronto, there's a city and...
Toronto is an awesome city. Say it ain't so.
I think it's good.
Say it ain't so.
I'm really appreciative of this idea. It looks disgusting. It looks awful, but.
Yeah, why would you do this?
Well, I think it's just the kind of fun novelty of it, right? She's making poop funny.
Oh, goodness.
So there's restaurants like this that have opened up before in Russia, South Korea.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Philippines.
Look at the picture, folks. You can
China,
see this.
Japan,
Indonesia. This is so wrong.
It's
is that
ice
supposed
cream.
To be chocolate?
It's ice cream, yeah.
Oh, man.
So it's toilet-themed kind of like restaurants where they'll serve food in like – and I've seen this in the Philippines before where you sit on like a toilet and that's your sitting table. and you're just eating everything in the bathroom. Yeah. Well, it's like, it's not a functioning toilet, but.
No, but that's the style in the restaurant.
Yeah, it's bathroom plate.
Too much time on my hands.
I think it's great. I think it's gross. Like, I'm just glad that it exists because it's.
I'm not. I'm disturbed by that. And you make fun of me and you wonder why I say disturb so much. Because things are disturbing.
I'm talking about some more synonyms, but regardless, she's been wanting this to happen for a while. The restaurant that inspired her was called Modern Toilet, and it's been open since 2004. It has shower heads on the walls, plunger-shaped lampshades.
Yeah, I will never go into this
tiled floor. So it's an interesting thing. If you guys think that bathrooms are disgusting, I'm sure this place is going to have incredibly clean bathrooms, right?
You're so funny, Jordan.
No, I mean it. Like, I'm not making a joke whatsoever. It's just that they have to fulfill in one way, like, hey, I know what you're thinking, but no, the bathrooms are clean. This is a really nice place. It just so happens that everything looks like poop and toilets.
That's all.
Yeah. I would try it out.
Nah.
No?
Of course you would, bro. Yeah, that sounds like you.
Sounds interesting, yeah.
Oh, man. An all-brown menu in the shape of human stools.
Stools?
In Koreatown, okay?
Yeah.
Lian Wen's Cafe. Okay. I'm trying to make poop cute.
I think she's doing a good job.
She told the Toronto Star that. And Toronto's a great town. So, I mean, she'll get some publicity, definitely. It's a great town, great city. But this is weird. Well, hence weird news, right? I guess I walked into that one. Okay.
Yeah. That's like kind of the theme of her show.
Toilet-themed restaurant.
Are you
she
okay?
Was inspired by. I'm just like, I'm still in shock over this, dude. Wow.
Well, we can talk about other restaurants if you want. I mean,
whatever, Jordan.
Kind of pushes into this next story.
What's the next story, Jordan?
Well, in Japan, they have a naked restaurant, right? Which is something that people do. It's where you have to be naked to be in the restaurant. But they want to ban customers that are too overweight or elderly or tattooed.
That sounds like discrimination.
It sounds like it. Yeah, no, they're getting on a lot of hot water. Over the whole situation.
So we only want the pretty naked people at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Who decides what that is, you know?
It's supposed to be an Adam and Eve-style banquet is what they were going for.
Oh, so you can't be elderly, overweight, or tattooed because, you know, Adam and Eve weren't those things, right? Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing, the minds of human beings sometimes and how how bad they can be.
So the age limit is 18 to 60, and anyone over more than 33 pounds over the average weight for their height is going to be asked to not make a reservation.
Well, you know, I have no desire to go eat at a naked restaurant anyway, dude. So, you know.
So those who do turn up, though, Keith, and with their tickets, and they appear to be overweight, they could be weighed and then rejected with no ticket refund. So if you paid
that is just wrong.
And you said, no, I'm the right amount of weight, and they come and weigh you. And if you're too much, you don't get a refund. You don't get your money back. You're just not. You get out of there.
That is just rude.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
I mean, it's bad enough you're going to reject them, and then you're going to take their money. Oh, so you're too fat and ugly, but we'll take your money.
I'd be worried because what if you eat a lot there, and then you decide to come back the next day, you know, and you still got a heavy stomach from it? Like, what if you're just hanging on by a thread to the 33? Like, you're 32 pounds overweight, you know what I mean?
I mean, you could think of that scenario, Jordan, but I'm pretty sure 32 or 33, it don't matter to those people. They're just going to kick you out.
I don't know. I feel like if you just hit
I don't
line,
know. They're going to say, oh, you made it by 1 pound.
you're 33 pounds, but you hold it well.
If they're that crazy to weigh you in the first place, they're not going to care that you made it by 1 pound. Now, maybe 5 pounds, you know, if you were like 25 pounds, they're like, oh, it's all good. But 32 versus 33? Nah, man. I don't know if it's going
to be. I feel like
they'll
be like, you just made the mark. You're just there. But would you eat at that place?
No, would you?
Nah, I think I would eat there.
That's all you, bro.
I'd like to think that no matter where we
I
find
no
as far as restaurants.
I have no desire to see you naked, dude, at a restaurant at all.
I think it'd be interesting.
I'm good.
I think my one thing is that I'd like to never say no to a weird news restaurant that we pull up, whether it's poop or naked themed, you know? I'm still going to be like, all right, that's cool. Let's do it.
Well, you are the man for the job, bro.
You got to be adventurous, Keith.
Yeah, some adventures should not be taken. just saying, I'm good. Yeah, so be careful what you wish for. Just remember, be careful what you wish for.
Okay, I'll try my best there.
Yeah, so please explain to me why a creepy clown is haunting a Wisconsin town.
Well, no one's not really sure.
I saw that picture, and that is pretty creepy, dude. That's on some It stuff from the Stephen King miniseries, bro. That clown is creepy looking. And clowns don't usually scare me, but that one, yeah, that clown is scary. That clown is scary. Wow. What's going on, Wisconsin?
They call him really Gags. So he's in Wisconsin, right?
Green Bay.
They call him Gags, yeah. The Green Bay Clown. And wow. He's around the dead of night, you know, around 2 a.m. The first sighting was actually on Monday at 2 a.m. And they just kind of saw him holding balloons being,
wow,
as you'd like to say, you know, just disturbing, just frightening.
Creepy.
I think it definitely looks scary. People are comparing him more to W. Bay TV anyways. Described him more as a Pennywise than a Ronald McDonald. And the outfit he's carrying is shabby, and he's carrying black balloons. So he looks terrifying. He looks like a Scooby-Doo kind of thing.
Oh, man, these pictures are really messed up, dude. this is like a real person? This is really... Yeah, this is really messed up, dude. Wow.
They're saying that the police are saying that there's not much that could be done. A person can walk down the sidewalk dressed however they want as long as they're in a place they can legally be, and that they're in a place that's has a closing time like a park. So as long as they're not in a place like a park or anything like that at midnight, do whatever you want. Just walk around in the creepy clown suit, you know?
Yeah, and they're saying that some people speculate that he's part of like a viral marketing stunt. But because the Facebook page appeared, an hour after his first sighting? Well, they call him Gags, right? Is that what you told me they call him?
Yeah, Gags, which is a really cool, the Green Bay Clown. It sounds like the Jersey Devil. I'd be glad to see this, like, in 100 years, right? People talking about the legend of...
I know, right?
Yeah,
of Gags.
What I mean?
Well, and others say they think he's a part of a horror movie shoot. But there's nothing that's been substantial. They haven't seen any camera crew or anything like that, any people, you know, shooting anything. So it's all speculation. The only thing that we know that is real is that he is real. And
yeah.
That's just...
Hopefully, yeah. Unless
yeah.
This is...
Yeah, that's messed up, dude.
This is a ghost clown. No, I think this is...
You think this is a what, Jordan?
I think like a viral marketing stunt. I think you're right because of the whole fact that this Facebook page for Gags came out an hour after the whole first sighting, so...
Yeah, it might be a stunt, but if it is, it's an effective one because he is disturbing. I mean, they got Creepy Clown real good with this one. They got it real good.
That's yeah, I agree. I agree. This one, yeah. He's probably the creepiest clown I've seen in real life.
Man, yeah, that freaks me out, dude.
Yeah.
It's so good. Well, it's time for us to go, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, yeah, so...
let's get out of here.
Yeah, so you want to take us out? Talk to us?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so if you guys liked our show, you can check us out on gsmcpodcast.com, Twitter, Facebook. That's where you can like and follow us at. And, of course, you've got iTunes, Google Play, and SoundCloud. So until next time, I guess, we will see you somewhere out there in space. So.
Gotta get your own. You gotta get your own.
Giving up.
Later. Thanks again.